Welcome back. You're with the News at One. Now, just a warning that our first story today contains some details which some people might find distressing. And that story is about a married couple who have been sentenced today to 5.5 years and to 4 years and 9 months at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court for the female genital mutilation of their then 21-month-old daughter. The 37-year-old man and 27-year-old woman had pleaded not guilty to procuring an act of FGM at an address in Dublin on the 16th of September 2016. Our reporter Sharon Gaffney was in court and she joins us now. Sharon, this couple, they're from an African country, but they can't be named to protect the identity of the child. What's the background to this case?
Well, Justin, the couple were convicted after an 8-day trial back in November. Now, that conviction, it was the first in the history of the state, FGM, female genital mutilation. It's been a crime here in Ireland since new legislation was introduced back in 2012. Now, it has a maximum sentence of 14 years imprisonment. Back in November, the husband and wife, they were also found guilty of one count of child cruelty on the same date back in September 2016. Now, the state, during that trial, they hadn't argued that the man and woman had carried out FGM themselves, but that they'd aided and abetted it or counselled or procured it. And what happened was that they'd attended a hospital near their home in Dublin with their daughter, and they'd asked for help because she was bleeding. Now, they said that the little girl had sustained that injury by falling backwards onto a toy while she was in the house. She wasn't wearing a nappy, that they said. Now, the parents' version of events, it was disputed by several medical experts, including a paediatric surgeon who had to perform a procedure on the little girl to stop her bleeding. And he came to the conclusion that that injury hadn't been sustained accidentally. So too did several other medical witnesses who looked at the little girl in the days and even the months after she was injured. So the surgeon, he told the court as well that it was quite serious. The child was in a very serious condition and she would have gone into shock within 20 hours had she not been taken to hospital. And there weren't any other injuries to the child. She was otherwise, the court heard, very well nourished. She was well cared for. There were no other issues in relation to how she was being taken care of by her parents.
And the judge in this case today, Sharon, said that the effects on the child, that they may not be known for years.
Exactly. She sentenced the parents. The father received 5.5 years. He's been imprisoned for that duration of time. The mother to 4 years and 9 months. Now, no part of the sentence has been suspended, actually. She said that there were mitigating circumstances in this case, but that she said she couldn't really suspend any part of the sentence because we still don't know what actually happened to this little girl. The parents, they denied having carried out FGM or having procured it. So the circumstances of what exactly happened in that house still aren't known. Now, Judge Elma Sheehan, she said that the offence of female genital mutilation, it had resulted in serious harm to the little girl, and she said she might suffer psychological effects, psychosexual effects well into the future, but that we might not know how she's been affected for several years, for decades even. Now, she described FGM as the deliberate physical mutilation of a child by its parents. She also said it was often in Ireland a hidden crime. Now, this wasn't the case in this particular situation, but that it was often carried out with the collusion of extended family members. She said it was the most egregious breach of trust by those who are presumed to be the legal protectors of their children. And she said that the little girl in this case had suffered what she described as an appalling act of cruelty.
And Sharon, Gardaí have been speaking about this case, which is the first case of its kind to come before the courts.
Yes, I think we can hear now from Chief Detective Chief Superintendent Declan Daly. He also, as part of, he spoke to us very briefly outside the court, but he also appealed for anybody who might have information about other such cases, children being subjected to female genital mutilation in Ireland, or even being brought out of the country and having the procedure done on them outside Ireland, for anyone with that kind of information to come forward.
Today's conviction and sentence represents the first of its kind in Ireland. It sends a strong and important message that female genital mutilation, which is the mutilation of young girls and children, is not tolerated and cannot be tolerated in Ireland. It's a criminal offence, it's a heinous and barbaric practice. Ireland has a very long tradition of embracing customs and traditions from other countries. This practice is not one that we can extend a welcome mat to.
That was Chief Superintendent Declan Daly speaking outside court to our reporter Sharon Gaffney.